This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Conservationists and cattle ranchers have often been at war in the West, where the boot heel of New Mexico intersects with Arizona and the Mexican border. The Malpai Borderlands Group is turning that idea upside down, proving that cows don't have to be the enemy of the environment. They've managed to protect 800,000 acres by keeping it in working cattle ranches. Malpai recently celebrated its 10th anniversary, and as NPR's John Burnett reports, the group has become a new model for saving open space elsewhere in the West.
There's a remote intersection on the map of the Southwest where the great Chihuahuan and Sonoran deserts meet. The western Sierra Madre Mountains head south to Mexico City, and another range marches north to become the Rockies. They call it Malpai, border Spanish for Malpais, which means badlands. On most days, you can see for more than 30 miles, and what you see is a Georgia O'Keeffe canvas of mountain, desert, cloud, and shadow.
I tell you what, you see those colors, that sun hitting those peaks, and the bluffs shining, you know, and the canyons, and the deep purples, and the shadows. Boy, I tell you, you can't beat that. It's just a pretty picture. It's a pretty sight.
Warner Glenn guides his Ford pickup through a thorny pasture on the Malpai Ranch. He and his wife, Wendy, are among the 30 property owners who comprise the unlikely collective of cattle ranches that make up the Malpai Borderlands Group. What they've done doesn't sound so special outside of cow country, but it's a remarkable achievement among hide-bound Western cattlemen. Perhaps the greatest accomplishment has been to keep their big ranches intact. Land speculators have been buying up scenic ranches throughout the Rocky Mountain West and subdividing them into 10 and 20 and 30 acre ranchettes.
It doesn't only break up these good ranches and things like that, but your wildlife corridors are broken up. They're cut up by road, they're cut up by fences. It just keeps the wildlife stirred up all the time.
During a decade of drought, when the cattle business has been even tougher than usual, it was tempting for ranchers to cash out their acreage.
If you're not staying in business, you're not going to preserve that land. You're going to be selling out, and usually when you sell out, it's to the highest bidder, and a lot of times that's a development of some kind.
What the Malpai ranchers did to survive the lean times was convey what are called conservation easements. The property owner signs a contract promising to keep his spread whole in perpetuity. In return, he receives a one-time payment of several $100,000 and gets a hefty tax break. The Malpai group invented a twist on the idea called grass banking. In return for an easement, a rancher gets to rest his land and turn his cows loose on a nearby grass-rich pasture owned by a nonprofit foundation. Another thing the Malpai group did was make peace with the federal land managers. It convinced agencies like the U.S. Forest Service, for whom fire suppression was gospel, to allow ranchers to set fires on public land they lease for grazing. Burns clear out unwanted creosote bush and mesquite and stimulate growth of forage grasses. And yet another achievement has been the evolution of cattlemen to conservationists. Though Warner Glenn is a professional mountain lion hunter, as well as a rancher, he considers himself an environmentalist. He and others in the group recognized that in order to restore this land, they had to stop overgrazing, which meant running fewer cows.
A lot of things that happen out here, everybody blames the cow for it. And the cow, she deserves a little amount of blame, but it's not the cow, it's the old boy that's managing that cow. In dry years, you've got to get rid of those cattle and let that country rest. And over the years in the past, that hadn't happened maybe as much as it should.
Because of the drought, Glenn has had to cut his herd in half and bring them supplemental feed. He appreciates the free protein blocks provided by the U.S. government.
Some of those cows waiting for their blocks.
Glenn stops in a clearing where a cluster of hungry, white-faced cows awaits. He dumps the feed blocks in plastic buckets as a chill wind announces the winter squall. One of the surprising lessons over the past decade for the Malpai Borderlands Group has been that some people who fight over land in the West are ready for a new way, ready to try cooperation over conflict.
Well, one of the most important things that I've learned is there's a heck of a lot of support for this kind of effort, way beyond what I thought was out there.
Bill McDonald is co-founder and executive director of the Malpai Group and a fifth-generation Arizona rancher. He sits on a granite outcropping overlooking the tree-lined creek that gave his Sycamore Ranch its name. He rests a boot heel on a boulder, squints in the distance, and remembers the way things used to be.
I wouldn't want the Forest Service to even be on my allotment. I would just dodge and want them away from it. I certainly wouldn't want a national radio reporter to come out here and look at my land. I mean, we were in a very defensive mode because we were being attacked for grazing on public lands, among other things. We simply operated out of a bunker mentality where the less you say, the better, and stay away from me. You don't have any right to be on my place anyway.
McDonald coined the term the radical center, which has gained a certain cachet among the progressive ranching set. It refers to the extreme positions in the debate over federal grazing leases. You were either with the property rights people on the right or the enviros on the left.
And it was radical to move towards the center where you had those sides throwing rocks at you because you weren't going to adhere strongly to one side or the other. So we were, in fact, in a radical center.
The Malpai experiment has been quietly influential across the West and beyond. Every May, people come from all over for the Ranching Today workshop to eat Wendy Glenn's pot roast and learn what the Malpai group is doing. Earlier this month, a group of cod fishermen came down from Maine to investigate if the concept of grass banking, where grass is set aside for emergencies, could be used for fishing waters. Rick Knight is professor of wildlife conservation at Colorado State University, as well as a member of the Malpai Science Advisory Board.
The important thing about it today is they've tried it now for over a decade, and it works. And not only does it work, it's contagious across the West. In every Western state, including my own state in Colorado, there's probably five or six mini Malpai borderland groups that are working in their watersheds.
Over the years, land trusts like the Nature Conservancy have been moving away from creating wilderness preserves toward promoting what they call working landscapes. Knight says if ranchers love their land and, more importantly, understand it better than tree huggers do, why not enlist ranchers to protect it?
There are more and more people who believe that ranching, if done right, is compatible with the wildlife and wild lands that almost all Americans love about the West.
The Malpai experiment is not for everybody. Tom Peterson's 33,000-acre ranch is surrounded by Malpai ranchers, but he has not joined them, he says, because he's leery of conservation easements.
And you see, our offspring, our kids, they may not want to ranch. They may want to get out of it, or they may want to sell it for subdivisions.
In its second decade, the fundamental challenge for the Malpai Borderlands Group is the same as it was for the first 10 years: how to make cattle ranches profitable on arid lands. So far, the Malpai's success has been underwritten by the Nature Conservancy and foundation grants. Conservationists up and down the Rockies want to know whether consumers are willing to pay for open spaces and watersheds and endangered species. Would we, for instance, be willing to pay a premium for Malpai grass-fed beef? Because ranchers say they cannot do it on their own. They say people who claim to love the wide-open West may need to be part of its survival. John Burnett, NPR News.
A photo gallery of the Malpai ranchers and their land is at npr.org.